This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Thursday, December 14th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. It doesn't have to be the best. We want to try to clear away a path, and maybe there are a lot of paths for you. Maybe you're contemplating a new job. Maybe you're thinking about how to fund education and also retirement. Maybe you're trying to figure out, how am I going to talk to my aging parents about how they're managing their money? How are we going to have these conversations? Whatever is on your mind that has a dollar sign attached to it, which is kind of like life, then we'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com. And when you're there, you can click the Contact Us button. And I just want to point out that the newer software that we have been using, I don't know, how long have we been using Riverside, Mark?
Probably 6 months.
All right. So this software actually has a video component, which we always say to people, turn your camera up. You don't have to worry. That's what we told our listener today. But if you are very cool with your look and you want to show it off, then we have exciting news. We are going to take these conversations and put them out on video. And that means that you have an opportunity to chat with us, both me and Mark, from a studio where we will be doing exactly what we do here, but also on camera. And it is Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. And I am so excited to go into this world with them. And they've got a great YouTube channel called The Compound and Friends. And under that channel, it's a separate playlist for Jill on Money. So you can subscribe there. And if you'd like to join us and do this whole exciting video concept that we are just launching, it's going to launch this weekend. It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's an exciting way to expand the Jill on Money universe. So if you're not camera shy, and I know most of you aren't, if you're under the age of 40, Mark, that's the cutoff, I think. 40 and under, people are like, yeah, I'll go on camera. People like me, no, thank you. But today, we're talking to John, who's on the line from Texas. John, would you have been on camera? Would you have been okay with that?
I'm over 40, so probably not.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. It is an ageist thing. I mean, really, it's silly. But I'm with you, man. How can we help you out today?
My wife and I, we just wanted to know if we're on a good path for retirement by the age of 62, at least.
Why 62? You seem very healthy. I happened to see you on camera, so you seem like a young, healthy guy.
Oh, no, we just want to get away from the workforce, at least at most by 62.
All right. Well, tell us about yourselves. How old are you guys?
I'm 43 and my wife is 44.
Are you both working full time?
Yes.
What do you guys do? Are you in education? Do you have some job where you have a nice fat pension for me to count on?
Well, my wife, she works in the government. She's a pharmacist and I work for a healthcare company.
So she will be entitled to a pension?
Correct.
Nice. Not you though.
Correct.
How much do you guys earn together?
Together, we make about 190 together.
Is that enough? Does that feel like enough for you? Like, do you have like a pile of kids or what else is going on that we have to, what else do we have to finance besides your retirement?
So we have two kids. One is 16 and my son is 8.
Is the idea that 62, it has, what is it about that age that you think is important for you guys?
Just wanted to really like be able to like enjoy and do what we want to do at that point without having the confines of going to work for someone.
I hear you. And the kids will kind of be done, basically?
Yes.
Right? Like they'll be, right. Okay. So if your wife retired at age 62, what would her pension be?
I'm not exactly sure what the pension is going to be, but I do know she has 80% going to the C fund and 20% going to the S fund.
Okay, but that's different. So that's her thrift savings plan.
Correct.
But I'm asking a different question. Is she also part of the federal pension system?
So she's with the VA, the Veterans Affairs?
Yeah, so she will be. Okay. How much does she earn right now?
She makes about 120.
All right, well, this is some, I'm going to give you homework, okay? I want her to talk to her benefits people and say, if I were to retire at age 62, what would my federal pension benefit be? That's an important number for us to get because it will really give us a clue as to how realistic your 62 retirement is, okay? I mean, it'll be something. I just don't know what it is. Right now, she's putting in 8% into her in her thrift savings plan. Is that what you just said?
She's putting in about 10%.
And they match?
Up to 4% after 3 years.
And how much are you putting into your retirement account?
Me, I'm putting at least about 10% every check.
Are you saving for college also? Isn't Texas one of those states that has like an amazing plan where it's like your kid's smart, you get to go to college for free or something like that? Or is that like a Georgia thing? I feel like I'm mixing up two states.
I think it could be Georgia, but for the most part, my daughter, she's in the early, she's in a high school that by the time she graduates, she'll have an associate's degree. So
what? How? Wait a second. That's amazing. So she goes through high school and she comes out as if she's finished 2 years of school?
Correct.
Already?
Correct.
Is that just because she's really smart?
She's smart too, but there's a special school that we have over here that she can go to.
That's amazing. So you would only have to finance 2 years of college?
Correct. But she's going to finance it herself because she's currently working and she's going to fill out some scholarships.
Oh, yes. I like this girl. Make the 8-year-old be on that same path. We'll see.
Yes.
We'll see if that works out. How much have you guys saved in retirement so far?
Retirement so far combined between traditional and Roth, we have about $546,000.
That's great. Do you have money outside of retirement?
So we do have a brokerage account. We have about $27,000 in there. We got a nice little savings cushion, but we're going to do some things with that also.
Oh boy, here we go. I have a great emergency reserve fund, but I'm building a pool. Okay, what's the emergency reserve?
We have about $220,000 in savings.
Wow. So what are you going to do with that? So you're going to spend some of this money, obviously.
Correct. So my wife, she doesn't plan on staying in her current position for that probably that long because she's planning to open her own pharmacy.
Oh, so we don't have to worry. I'm not even thinking about her pension. Okay, how much does that cost?
Well, for $1 million pharmacy, we're initially $100,000 down. So we're going to take $100,000 from that so we can put towards that.
And then what? What does she have to finance?
So she'll go through a pharmacy company that she's currently working with. Once they locate her a pharmacy, if the numbers line up, then she'll go through she'll get a loan for most likely $1 million. And most likely it's going to be like a 10% down. So it's $100,000.
I got it. She's done all of her homework on this. I figure somebody who has been doing this okay. So she knows what she's getting into.
Yes.
Now you put this $100,000 down, you finance it. What is her hope in terms of the amount of money she wants to generate. In other words, you know, look, she's making a lot of money now. She's making this 120. It's a pain in the ass because you're working for the government. I get it. But what do you think she could make if she were in this business on her own with her own pharmacy? What do you think?
At minimum, at least $300,000 a year.
Wow. Okay. And how long has she been in the government?
She just started about 6 months ago.
Oh, so that was a quick... forget about the pension. Forget about that. Because she's not going to be part of the whole system. Okay. So she's going to do this, $300,000. You're going to do your thing. She's going to build this up. She's going to work hard. She's got to have employees and stuff, though. Isn't that going to be... That's a whole different ballgame, no?
Correct. That's a whole different ballgame. It is, but from our consulting that she's working with, they'll take it through the process of that and everything, too.
You feel good about this. She feels good about this, right?
Yes.
I feel good if you feel good. The 100 down is one thing, but then, you know, she'll stop making income for a while, and then you'll need to use some of that emergency reserve just to live on for a bit, right?
Well, we have that pretty much the reserve for life itself. And then also the way it works with that loan is that she's going to still pay herself a salary too.
All right. So now, when do you think this is going to happen? Like soonish?
Well, we're starting the process probably early next year, at least looking for a pharmacy. Hopefully all goes well. We find one, you know, at least by the end of next year at most.
Let's face it. People have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
What else do you guys have? Do you have a house?
Yeah, so we're currently in the process of building a house also.
Oh my God, can you guys do more? My goodness. Jeez. All right. So you're building a house. Where are you living now? In a rental? Or are you?
Yes.
Okay. So you got a rental. You're building a house. How much is this house going to be worth when it's done?
So it should be worth over $800,000 when it's done.
And how are you financing this? You have a construction loan?
Yes.
So how far along are you?
We're just in the beginning of it because we're using a VA construction loan because I'm a veteran.
I mean, you guys are doing a lot at once, man. I got to say, that's a lot of stuff that like... Building a house, raising this family, and then you're going to open this business. That's a lot. Now, you said you're a veteran. Does that mean you're going to be entitled to a veteran's benefit down the line?
Yes, I do. I do receive a veteran's benefit right now.
What is that?
Per month is about $2,000 a month.
That's helpful. And you'll have health care. So that's good. All right. So now what is it that we can do for you? As you think about this, you want to know, like, am I on the right track? Like, you're doing a lot. You got like three tracks that you're building towards, right?
Yes.
You've got John and his family track, right? You've got the house, the brand new build a house track. And then we've got the wife building a business track. So it seems from the outside looking in, which is like a little daunting for someone like me, somewhat conservative. It does sound like you really have done a good job. You've put the money away that you need for the down payment. You've got this 100, then you'll have more money left as an emergency reserve. You've got your healthcare will be taken care of for you. There will be a little bit of income, at least, you know, going forward from the VA benefit. I think this is pretty good. Now, so do you guys have the other stuff done, like the annoying stuff? Like, you know, I'm going to ask you whether you have a will.
Yes.
You've done your estate planning. You got that done.
We have that done.
And life insurance?
Yes, term.
Okay, great. Is there anything here that could blow you up? Let's think about that, like your plans. I mean, look, there's not a ton of downside on the pharmacy right now. It's like you haven't found anything. You know, I will say being something and then learning to run a business doing that thing are different things. Okay, so I'm going to use myself as an example. I was a really kick-ass financial advisor. I could bring money in the door like crazy. I could manage client relationships, but running a business of a financial planning firm, I did not like doing. And so I'm going to just put that out there, is that like, that's a different, it's like a different skill set. So you just, she has to know that, number
yes.
one. Now, the house thing, can I just go through like how that is 800 can turn into a million and you can blow through your budget? You know that. But what I'm hopeful is that you will be able to manage that and keep things in check and live within the budget that you have. I think that's an important part for you. I really do. So I'm going to encourage you to stay focused on that. As your wife is focused on running a business, your focus has to be making sure this house does not turn into a albatross around your necks. Okay? I'm going to remind you that if you need anything in this process and you feel a little bit like at sixes and sevens, you're a little confused or something's going on, I want to invite you to get back in touch with us because you do have so much going on that I think it's important that you have a resource. You know, look, you got a lot of money socked away. You're in a great position. I could also see a world in which your wife is like, I'm not retiring at 62. I've got 18 years in this business and I want to just let someone else run it and I'll collect money as I go. So I'm going to just leave it at that. And do you have any other questions for us?
I do, actually. We're trying to, currently, the way our money is invested, because we've been listening to your show for a while, and we're trying to debate whether we want to leave American funds or not.
Oh, you know, so someone sold you those American funds.
Correct.
And they got a commission on it. But once you own the fund, you own the A share of American funds?
Yes.
Okay. Once you've paid the freight, they're good funds. They're actually good funds. There's no reason to leave the fund family once you've already paid the commission. So I don't want you to worry. And they're great funds. They really are. But it's just they're expensive.
Yes.
So are you managing the money on your own now?
No.
You still have this person in your life?
Yes.
Do you like them?
They're cool, but I don't need them to take their feet.
Right. What is the amount of money this person is actually managing for you?
So they are managing right now about $369,000.
And it's all American funds?
Yes, it's a combination of traditional and Roth.
How do you feel about managing it yourself?
I feel fine managing it ourselves. That's what I was wondering too.
So here's what I would do. If this person, you know, this you've paid the fee, it's fine. You can actually say, I'm ready to do this myself. John has it sounds like you have the ability and the desire. You can take these funds, you can roll these, both the traditional and the Roth account, into an account somewhere else. And I'm just saying Schwab because I know they have a big advisor network. So it often, those kinds of big companies will allow you to hold an asset like an American fund asset without a broker having it. Okay. So if that's the case, you can roll these accounts into Schwab as is, and you can just manage it yourself. Maybe you don't even need to do that much. The thing that's interesting about those American funds is once you own them, again, like if you wanted to sell it, it's fine. There's no problem selling it, especially because it's a retirement account. But usually once you own them, they are pretty cheap. It's not quite as cheap as owning an index fund, but you know, it is cheap. So if you want to have, I haven't looked at American funds in a million years, but I'm sure there's some, you know, international fund that's a good fund or that some, there's maybe some small cap fund that's probably, they used to have a fund called New Perspective, which is probably not that new anymore. But anyway, you can check it out and do it yourself. But I think that's about the only thing that I would do, especially if this person is still going to keep selling you stuff. You know, like, who needs to deal with that?
That's true. And also, just want to let you know, the brokerage is actually in Vanguard, because we're both in, you know, we got some retirement in Vanguard and retirement in
Well, you know, you can find out if Vanguard will hold these assets, okay? If they don't, it's okay. They're retirement accounts. You could just roll the money in and reinvest it in Vanguard funds, frankly.
Awesome.
You know, you really can. As long as it's not in a taxable account and you're going to have some big, huge tax liability. So that's fine. If you've got Vanguard, you've got a relationship and you just want to consolidate it, be very nice. Thank you so much, Mr. Financial or Ms. Financial Person. Thank you for your help. We're going to do this our own. Bye. And then you're on your own.
Awesome. I like the options because we just ended up opening up just a swap account recently, like probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so you can check it out. You know what? It's often about like what platform you like better. But stick to one because otherwise it's a pain in the ass to manage. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
I definitely will.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And if you are thinking about a new business, if you are looking at building a home, or you're doing everything at once, just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if we can help you out. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter, Mark's Bonus. He's getting an extra $1,000 if we hit a milestone. 30 more people, basically, is all we need. So sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Subscribe to our service, Jill on Money Live. That is for $35. You get quarterly live webinars, lots of special bonus content. And I'm very excited about that. And I'm so excited about Jill on Money, powered by The Compound, our new YouTube extraordinary channel. So, Mark, can I get rid of the Jill on Money YouTube channel or keep it?
No. We keep that because I can still, you know, link the two.
All right. I love how you do these things behind my back. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We're so happy you do. Mark Tallercio is the co-host and the executive producer, also the web king and all things platform management. He's the guy. We're distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.